Just recently, we've had reports of people having things go wrong, a series of things, little tragedies, little accidents, things breaking. And quite a few people have reported this, and there does seem to be a wave of this at the moment. And on the other hand, there's also a wave of people having realizations. Suddenly, as though a veil has dropped, they see reality in a different way. Recently, a dear friend of mine went to the dentist and had laughing gas. They put it on quite strong, so they asked for it to be turned down so they didn't pass out, so they could have the experience. And it was strong. Afterwards, when they were sitting quietly, they had what I would say was a satori, a realization. The veil dropped and suddenly they could see life very differently. And what they described was that suddenly they could see the way most people are living. Intention, striving, wanting to change things, wanting, wanting, wanting. So then they checked, well, where are they looking from to be able to see this? And what they said was, there is a vastness, and they felt themselves invisible in this vastness. The way I translate that is being one with what is. Just being. Now, this is very rare. Very rare. What usually happens is we're intention. We're not just unconditionally in each moment, just as it is. We want it to be different. We want. Now, I don't know how deeply you get that, but you could check this in your life. Every now and again, set an alarm or something and stop and take a look. What's going on in your life right at that moment? Are you really there, unconditionally, in that moment? Or are you doing, wanting, trying? Because that's what usually happens. So this friend asked me, so how is it we're like that? How is it we never accept the moment just as it is, because we're always looking for something more, wanting, wanting? What I suggested is, take a look at the life of a small child, right from the very beginning. And what's happening? Teaching the child to walk, speak, hold their toy, doing, 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 teaching, pushing, so that the child becomes more capable to be able to look after itself. But what do we bring up? What do we produce from this? The phrase, when you become as a little child. So what is a little child? It doesn't know anything. It doesn't understand anything. It's right there in that very moment having that experience. And there is a curiosity, a natural curiosity, but it's not forced, it's not pushed, it doesn't have a pressure for an outcome. So we say, oh, the child is learning, or the child is playing, but it's really not either of those things. Yes, there is playfulness there, yes, there is a learning there, but it's not that, it's not about outcome. Take a look at what happened to you at school. Wasn't it all pressure to learn, to pass exams, to get a high grade, to get a good job, to get more money, so you can have a bigger house and a bigger family, and a bigger pension, and a fancy funeral? as a little child in each moment. It's not going anywhere. It's experiencing that moment. It's having that experience fully, totally. And then the next moment unfolds on its own. Whatever is appropriate unfolds from that on its own. There's no need to stress and try. Because look what stress and trying is doing to the world. Look at what's going on the planet. It's not working, is it? Except for very, very few. When you become as a little child. People talk about when you get old, you have a second childhood. So what's that? It's very uncomplicated. It's simple. It's in the moment. Even people with dementia experience that. They have no memory. So they're in the moment. And all the ones I've met are very sweet, very lovely people. They're not going anywhere. They don't want anything except what is in each moment. It is so simple. But the mind panics. Oh, but if we don't, then... And then it brings up all the negative scenarios of what can go wrong. That's its job. It's looking after you. But you don't need to keep plugging into that. Because if there is a real danger, you'll get the message. It'll come right through. You'll pick it up. Actually, you pick it up in the belly, goes through to the heart, up to the head, right through the body, in an instant. If you're present. But of course, if you're thinking about something else, even about survival, if you're thinking about it, you're not present. So it's very simple. Be here now, unconditionally. And if you're listening to this so you can be different in the future, do you see? Missed again. It's here. It's now. Whether you get it or not, whether you learn anything, whether you get an advantage, it doesn't matter. It's just being here. And then something does happen. Again, somebody just wrote to me about what happened. They said they disappeared. And then in the disappearance, they get afraid. Well, who am I? Where am I? How do I get back? Where is it to go back to? Then contraction again. Stay open. Stay expanded and it'll all unfold for you. Because as you expand, you see, you realize that you are part of everything and everything is part of you. You are, in a way, invisible. And you have a reality. And. You blend into everything. And everything blends into you. As they say in the East, when the seer and the seen are one. And we are. We are all interconnected. And if that's too big for now, just spend a little time each day just sitting. Start just being aware of your breath. That'll help to bring you here. In and out. If you noticed, as you go out, before you come in, there's a little stop point there. Breathe in. And before you breathe out, there's a little stop point there. A little stop point. Everything is still. As you breathe in, you actually contract a little, and then you stop. As you breathe out, at the end of the breathing out, there's an expansion and a stop. That's the point where you can feel yourself or not feel yourself, because you've blended in. You've let everything blend into you, and you blend into everything else. Part. One with. Absorbed with, melted into. Everything. Even if you just do that for a few minutes each day, your life will change. It'll become your priority. You'll start remembering, oh, I'm tense. Oh, I want this to happen. Oh, I don't want that to happen. And you'll feel yourself contract. As you contract, it changes your whole physical. It changes your chemicals, your electricity, your vibration, your frequency. Everything changes. And as you remember, you can let it go again. And different people experience this in different ways. One way is you'll feel looked after. You'll feel loved. You'll feel cared for as though there is something else. And it's very possible there is something else beyond our limited way of experiencing things. Like people say when they have a Satori or a near-death experience. God, I had no idea it was really like this. Time no more. No fear. No againstness. No forness. They're opposites. Just as unexplainable presence. One with everything.